Blue Jackets beat the Blues tonight, 3-1. Let's head down to the Blue Jackets dressing room with Bob McElligott.
Here in the Blue Jackets dressing room, joined by Brandon Saad right now. Two goals for you tonight. I want to talk to you about the first one. That we've seen this a couple times lately. It looks like you have absolutely no room, and you're finding the room with that backhanded shot. I mean, how big was that for you guys to get on top of them at that point?
Well, I think it's huge, especially how we played in the second. And just a great pass by Murray there. Goalie couldn't really get over, so I had time to make a good shot, and it was a great pass.
Just seemed like you guys were calm tonight in the way you went about your business. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, I think as we're stringing some wins together, we're feeling more confident, and it shows out there. You know, they played last night. We wanted to comment on them, play hard. They made some pushes there at the end. They're a great hockey team, but for the majority, we stay calm, stay composed, and we did a good job finishing them out.
You got a chance to get back with Ryan Johansson in this game today. During the preseason, you guys were great. You started the year together. Looked like that familiarity was back. Did you feel comfortable with him?
Yeah, I think we felt pretty good. We played together before, like you said, and all game we had some chances. We didn't finish them all, but I think as a line, we had some chemistry out there and we played pretty well.
A team can get frustrated when you have a ton of shots in a period like you did in the second and come up with only one goal. But last week against Vancouver, you had about that many and got zero goals. So I guess that was an improvement, and you took that and then just rode it to the third.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit more puck luck out there, and guys are feeling good. Pucks are going in, so it's a big win at home. We got to keep it going.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Brandon Saad talking to us here in the Blue Jackets dressing room. Cody Golubev's got the the cap on here. Let's hear from him.
Professional style of hockey without a whole lot of nonsense, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take wins any way we can get them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they might have been tired from the back-to-back or whatnot, but, you know, we played hard and we played the right way and we came away with a win.
The significance of protecting a one-goal lead in the third period again for you guys?
It's huge. I mean, you got to learn to win those games, and winning teams close those out. And, you know, it's twice now that we've closed two games out, or we've had a lead going into third, and we got to keep doing that because that's a building block to success.
And you talk about building blocks. I know there's a big hole to climb out of, but three in a row has got to make this team feel pretty good about what's coming in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you just take one at a time. Just going to keep getting win after win, and we're just worried about shift after shift and play after play. You know, no play is small. It's everything's important, and we're just focusing on one shift at a time.
Cody, I watched a replay of your goal. You're standing there in front of the net, and it looked like you read that play perfectly. You took off at just the right time. What did you see as the play was developing there?
It was just a clean breakout out of our zone. Soup, well, Murr made a good reverse there to Soup, who went up the wall quick, and then just kind of followed it out the middle to me, and I just put my head down and took off. And funny enough, it was me and Murr on a 2-on-1.
Yeah, it is funny enough, but that's kind of the you get that opportunity in this system, don't you? I mean, that's the way John Tortorella wants you to play it. He wants you to read it. He gives you responsibility.
Yeah, he wants us up the ice and contributing to the offense, and, you know, it's just kind of what we're doing. We're trying to do it at the right times, but, you know, anytime we get a chance like that, we're going to go.
When you take a shot and it hits a guy's glove like that, did you think it was going to wind up in the net?
I don't know. I haven't scored in this league in 4 years, so... It's been a while, but you know what? I'll take it.
Absolutely. You should take it and run with it. You were just talking a minute ago about shutting down in the third period. Third period's been so strong for you guys ever since Tortorella's taken over. What is it about that? Oh, well, not every time. There's been one or two, but for the most part, that last 20 minutes, you're playing it well.
Yeah, he just breaches puck control, and if you don't have anything, just don't throw it away. Find a way to make a play or just eat it. And you know what? He's shift by shift. Everything's hard and smart and simple. But we don't want to stop playing either. We want to keep the foot on the gas pedal, keep pinching, and keep working plays down low. Like you saw maybe a minute and a half there, Fliggy's line, those guys just kept pucks deep and kept rotating and rotating. And that's tiring and hard to play against. So we just keep playing our game, and it's been working.
All right, you got the Union Soldier cap for being player of the game. You got that puck in here somewhere, right?
No.
You don't have the puck?
No.
Got to get that puck.
Don't need it. We got the win.
All right, there all you matters. Go. That's it. Thank you, Cody. Yeah. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Big game tonight for Cody Golubev. Oh, Kirby Reichel's over here. Kirby Reichel picked up a point here tonight. I want to talk to him about that as he comes over. Excuse me, Rob. Kirby, tonight, Jared Bolzgen. No, you're fine. You can stay right there. Jared Bolzgen. I'll sit down. I would rather sit down. That would be much better. Jared Bolzgen getting a lot of attention, playing his 500th game here tonight. You were on his line this evening. You picked up a point in this game. How significant is that for you to get up here and get a real chance to make a contribution night in and night out?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, hats off to him. He's played 500 games and, you know, played them all really hard. And, you know, he's a great teammate. And, you know, all the boys in here are really happy for him. But, you know, like you said, I just come up with an open mind. And, you know, whatever I'm given, I'm just going to work as hard as I can to try to make an impact on the game.
And when you're talking about what you're giving, I'm sure you've already seen the short time you've been here, play responsibly, do your job, you get ice time. That's what John Tortorella preaches. That's what he does. And you guys, you as a line, have really benefited.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did a good job tonight getting the boys going, and we had some good chances, and we just got to keep doing that, and good things will happen.
And this one tonight, I mentioned to Brandon Saad, you guys look calm. Just you knew what the job to do was, and went out there and find a way.
Yeah, they're a great team. They have a lot of weapons, and we knew we had to play D and defend, and play really hard. And I think for the most part, we did that tonight.
What about you? You've been up and down. Sometimes it can be hard being on that shuttle between the American Hockey League and the National Hockey League. You seem like you've taken it in stride, and you've embraced it the right way.
Yeah, it's tough, but I said before that no matter where you are, you got to be ready to play, and they're always watching, and you just got to kind of wait for your break, and I'm just coming to the rink every day, no matter where I am, with a good attitude.
Well, congratulations on the assist tonight and the win for the team.
Yeah, thank you.
Kirby Reichel talking to us. Jared Bowles over here in this scrum. Let's stick a mic in on this.
2 points. We need that. We stress how important these home games are. And I thought the past 2 games at home, we've really turned it around and played well.
We all started this day and this night by celebrating your 500th. Does this make it a little more memorable for you? I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it's awesome. To get the win is unbelievable. The video and all that stuff's great, but to be with these guys, winning some hockey games now and getting that feeling back in here, getting a little swagger within this group, it feels nice. And we just got to keep coming every day to practice, getting better, and take it day by day, and just work towards getting back in that playoff picture.
Sure, thanks. Yep. Congratulations.
Jared Bowles talking here after his 500th game in a Blue Jackets uniform tonight. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from head coach John Tortorella as we continue on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.